The way state law is written right now is pretty specific. Property owners are not allowed to open up their backyards to dump or bury other people's trash, and they can't bring home garbage from work and dump it on their private property. But when it comes to trash they generate in their own home, Ann Coakley with the Department of Natural Resources says there's really no restriction.
And as far as what can be buried, it's pretty much anything a household generates. So any kind of waste that, if you think of what your own family would throw in the garbage, that's the kind of stuff that can be buried right now.
That can include everything from batteries to oil filters to pesticides. Coakley says the department gets about 150 calls a year from people complaining about their neighbors dumping or burying trash. The trouble with this from an environmental standpoint is that it can pollute groundwater. Ed Huck with the Wisconsin Alliance of Cities says that's an issue for his members, since almost 90% of local governments get their water from groundwater.
And many of those wells that service those cities are outside the borders of those cities. So there is an issue here of groundwater contamination that is important to cities as well as for town government.
The state law that makes it legal to dump or bury household trash has only been on the books since the mid-90s. The plan lawmakers are considering would get rid of that exemption. Before the mid-90s, the DNR says all trash dumping was largely unregulated, and unmanaged garbage dumps were a lot more common. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.